Yeah, yeah. I took some time off. You know, sometimes I just have to. It's just, like, it usually comes right about when the reading just turns to shit and it's just really boring. But for whatever reason, also I went on a trip and had some other stuff going on, but it's been a while. But I'm going to make it up to you guys because, I'm doing two episodes tonight. And so I'm going to stop in between, but, yeah, these next two episodes are going to be, released simultaneously, as I'm sure you already saw, otherwise you wouldn't be listening. Yep, but episode 54, and I'm on Joshua 19, and we are going to finish Joshua, well, not in the first episode, but in the second episode, we will finish Joshua and go to through the first chapter of Judges. So I don't know who Judges is, but, apparently he or she is the, next in line after Joshua, I think. I don't know. I don't know a lot about this Bible thing, but, you know, up until, you know, that seems like what it would be because, you know, Joshua, then Judges, and then, like, Ruth or something else. I don't know. I haven't looked at the books. But anyway, so the bad news is, got a couple do-nothing chapters, but let's get through them. All right. Okay, I'm ready to get back in this. It's just so, it's so much more fun to focus on the other podcast, even though between you and me, this podcast has far more listeners than the other. I don't know why that is, because I actually, tell you the truth, I enjoy the other one a lot more. It's more fun. But actually, no, I do know why that is, because it's the Bible, and people have an interest in the Bible, so it's easy to put the Bible in the name, and then more people search for it and that kind of thing. So, but anyway, the other one is, you know, when I have another person, i.e. my brother, to keep on it and recording the other one, it doesn't require as much work to do the other one. So I've actually still been recording the other one and just not been getting to this. But like I said, I'm gonna make it up. So, Joshua 19, and the second law came forth to Simeon. Oh, if you need just an update of what's going on, then just listen to another episode. I don't have one. Just listen to all the episodes past. Even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, and Sheba, and Moladah, and Hazar, Shul, and Bala, and Azem. And so this is how this first chapter is going to go. In fact, I think I'm going to speed read it, because it's really long, and it has a lot of names. That's the best. Isn't that just the best combination of things? Ah, I love it. It's not just pointless and mundane. It's also long. Just the trifecta of just greatness. Okay. All right, here we go. I'll do those like tongue exercises, like voice, like he's doing in Anchorman. The arsonist has oddly shaped feet. Okay, and Hazar Shul, and Bala, and Ezem, and El Toldad, and Bel... Doesn't help that they're the stupidest names. Bethuel, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Suha, and Bethel Baloth, and Sharuhin. 13 cities in their villages. I'm not going to read the names. 4 cities in their villages, and all the villages that were round about these cities to... Name of the south. I'll just say name. Their city... This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of this person. Oh, no, what should I say? I don't have a good word for that. Oh, Simeon. According to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun according to their families. The border of their inheritance was unto Sarid, name, and the place, The border went up toward the sea and place, and reached place, and reached to the river that is before place, and turned from place eastward toward the sun rising under the border of place, and then goeth out to place, and goeth up to place, and thence passeth on. I need a button I can push to say place, like over. Yeah, that'd be. I could just do it. East to place, and goeth out to place. And the border, like, that's all that's happening here. It's not like anyone has any interest in these names. Does anyone care? Could anyone possibly care about these stupid names? Oh, my gosh. North side to place, and the outgoings thereof are in the valley of place, and place, and place, and place, and place, and place. 12 cities with their villages. This is the that's much easier, though. I think, I'm sorry if it gets annoying, but isn't that better than Katoth and Nahalal and Shimron? Like, who cares? Does that matter? Doesn't matter. Freaking God. Gosh, he gets everything wrong. He's terrible. He's the worst editor ever. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to the families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out Issachar, place, for the children of, oh no, wait, Issachar. I think that might be a person. You can never tell sometimes. According to their families. And their border was toward place, and 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 place, comma, and place, and place, and place, and place. And the coast reached, I read the exact number, just in case you're following along. Anyone following along, tell the people who aren't that I read the exact number. Good. Tell. And the coast reacheth to place, and place, and place, and the outgoings of their border were at place. 16 cities with their villages. And it's funny, you can just replace these places with variables like X or something. And you can see that, like we've seen in other places of the Bible, it's just a formula that, like, they have a certain number of things. And then, you know, the sentence structure is all exactly the same, but they just replace the, you know, the locations with different locations for each family. It's really irritating. Why would we need to know this? God. This is the inheritance of the tribe of children of Issachar, according to the families, city and village. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their border was place, and 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 reacheth to place, westward, and to place, and turneth toward the sun rising to place, and reacheth to place, and to the valley of place, toward the north side of place, and place, and goeth out to place on the left hand, and place, and place, and Hammon, and place, even unto the great place, and then to the coast turneth to, I have not practiced this at all, I just thought of this, I was doing okay, and then I started reading them, turneth to place, and to the strong city place, and to the coast turneth to place, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast to place. Place also, and place, and place, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of children of Asher, according to the families of these cities with the villages. Oh, and the sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families, and their coast was from place, from place to place, from place to place, and place, place, and place, unto place, and the outgoings thereof were at place, and the coast turneth westward to place, and goeth out thence to place, and reacheth to place on the south side, and reacheth to place on the west side, and to place upon place toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities are place, place, and 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 place, place, and place, and place. 19 cities with their villages. It's getting to the point where the word place now doesn't sound like a word. You ever do that? You say a word enough, and then you're like, how? It's weird. It starts to, like, unravel in your brain, and you're like, that can't be a word. Is that a word? Place? Place. Not a word. Weird. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to the families of the cities and villages. I think this might be the last one. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was place, and 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 place, with the border before place. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem. Okay, I read it. That's a people and a place, I'm sure. And took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan, their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, this city with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coasts, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them, according to the word of the Lord. They gave him the city which he asked, even place, in Mount Place. And he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of their fathers of the tribe of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle in the congregation, a planet Earth, federation of planets. So they made an end of dividing the country. Okay, done with that boring chapter. Oh, here's a short one. Here's a short one. I think something sort of almost kind of maybe a little bit happens in this one. I'm not going to promise anything, but, okay. Where am I at? Oh, yeah. Chapter 20. I remember what I was going to say. Yeah, that's why I stopped. I'm starting to think after all this that maybe Joshua just really wasn't as good, or wait. Cut! Was I supposed to read this yet? Supposed to read this after. Forget all that. I'll write a note to the person who edits these afterward to just cut that out if he has time. Oh, that's me. Don't have time. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Excuse me. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place. That was actually the word place. Give him a place that he may dwell among. Give them a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him. It sounds like a scary, like, horror movie villain. The avenger of blood pursue after him. Then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand. Until avenger of blood too. Still bloody. Because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Place, and place in Mount, oh no, that's a guy, and Shechem in Mount Place, and place, which is place, in the mountain of place. And on the other side, place by place, eastward, they assigned Bezer. Bezer. It's fun to say Bezer. In the wilderness, upon the plain, out of the tribe of place, and place in place, out of the tribe of place, and well, that might be a person. Golan in place, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whatsoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither. and not die by the hand of the Avenger of Blood until he stood before the congregation. Interesting. First point, just real quick, I just thought of this now. Instead of having a law where you make in certain cities you can go to, like, but only a few, if you accidentally kill somebody, like, you have to go to one of these cities and they're like refuge, you know, so that the person doesn't. Instead of having that weird, like, nonsensical rule, how about you just make a law that's as good as any other law, by the way? I mean, like, people could disobey this refuge law too. I'm just saying, make a law that's as good as that law, because, you know, any law is equally going to be broken or whatever, that just says, don't kill the person who accidentally killed somebody. Or maybe have a jury, you know, I mean, I guess we can't count on them being that advanced, but just instead of this, just make a law that says any city is a refuge. Like, why do they have to designate certain ones? It seems really weird. But anyway, what I was going to say that I absolutely did not say earlier ahead of time accidentally. I didn't do that because I'm counting on the fact that I cut it. I'm thinking, because these chapters have just sucked, I'm thinking Joshua just really wasn't as good at the whole creative writing thing as Moses. I think that initially, I mean, okay, when we first started reading Joshua, he provided some much needed relief. But I think he's sort of run out of steam. I think maybe, you know, he had all his best work saved up from being second in line to Moses and then just blew his load in like 20 chapters and then was just done. It's sort of like how most bands' first album, not all of them, but most bands' first album is the best because they've been, you know, working and working and developing these songs forever and then they finally are successful and then they're like, oh, well, we used all our crap on that. So then they put together a terrible second album. Happens a lot. I think it was kind of like that, where Joshua just wrote these first, because the first couple chapters, or first at least 15 or something, really, really something was happening, things were moving, and then he just got done, you know, he's just out of ideas. He's like, I picture him just standing in front of a crowd of people, just grasping at anything, just, so, what do we get going here? What should we write down? Oh, everybody knows. I know what I haven't told you. All the lots and the names of all the towns and all that you're going to get, right? Yeah, let's go over that. People are like, yeah, no, you've told us that like four times. We get it. We know. Not only that, the first time you told us, it was written down. Like, we got it. You know, we know what we're getting. Joshua's like, oh, right. Okay. Well, let's see. What else can we talk about? You know, because people are used to Moses or whoever giving sermons or something, or not exactly sermons, but yeah, at least being engaging and being, you know, the window to God and saying things. Joshua, I think he's just out. He's like, well, you know, we could go over them again because procedural stuff like that is pretty important. Oh, I know. No, I got an idea. I was talking with God the other day and he told me that I should designate cities to be refuge from what Joshua, yeah, Moses already did that. That's all set. We already have refuge cities that are there. And Joshua's like, oh, you didn't let me finish. God told me, I don't know if he's talking to you, but being the next in line to Moses, God told me, Joshua, that we need to have a final vote on which cities will be refuge cities, because even though Moses already laid all this out, those were, as I understand it, just suggestions and needed to be ratified with a vote. So, Mr. Interruption, how about that? That's something we got to do. So let's all agree on those cities. And this is vitally important. You know, I just, that kind of thing. Like, I think he's just, at this point, he's just trying to find things to say that he's already, he's got nothing. So chapter 21. Oh, and I think this is actually the last chapter of this episode. It's going to be a short one. It's going to be two short ones. because the Bible sucks. Chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, and they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commandeth by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance, at the commandment of the Lord, these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites, and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. Yeah, Joshua really just seems like this useless figurehead that's not really doing anything. He just sort of parrots whatever Moses has already said, and then tries to look like he's doing something, like he's important. Like, it sounds here like everybody's completely lost interest in him. You know, they're all sort of doing whatever they want, and he's trying to go around, you know, appearing as though he's still relevant. Like, oh, okay, good job, everyone. I see you're doing everything, you know, Moses told you to do, which is good. That's what I want. That's what we wanted. Moses and I commanded those things. They're like, yeah, you know, we know, Joshua, we know all the commandments and stuff. We're just going to keep doing that because, frankly, it's not, I don't know what you've told us that, you know, really, really topped that or really mattered. So we're just going to do, we'll be here doing those commandments. Joshua's like, oh, that's good. That's good. Everybody. Yeah. I don't know if you heard him, but, you're all going to just continue, doing the commandments that Moses and I, you know, cause we both put a lot of work into that, and thought, and, as a team, Moses and I really stand by everything that we both wrote. So again, this gentleman here is right. Continue, please, to follow those commandments. And yes, just all that kind of stuff. Just trying to look like he's actually in control of anything, but nobody. That's kind of what I think of when I read this. Joshua's part. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. Sorry, I just need to prepare. What's happening here is looks like he's just rattling off cities again. So he's going around, hey, anyone need a reminder of which cities are whose? No, we don't. Okay, well, I'll be here saying it anyway. So if you do need a reminder, I'm here. Just let you know. The children of Merari by their families had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about it. Am I in the right chapter? Whoops. Okay, my notes are off. Doesn't matter. But the field, this turns out this is actually nothing. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. I think I need to do something similar and say person instead of place. Thus they gave to the children of person and the priest... person with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the Slayer and person with her suburbs, and Jatir with her suburbs, and Eshtemoa with her suburbs, and Hollow, and these are places, and place with her suburbs, and place with her suburbs, and place with her suburbs, and place with her, seriously, I'm not, this is, and place with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes, and out of the tribe of person, place with her suburbs, 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 place with her suburbs. Okay, actually, it did stop that time. I kept reading. All the cities of the children of person, the priests, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of person, the persons, which remained of the children of person, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of person, for they gave them a place with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for the Slayer, and place with her suburbs, 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 suburbs, I think I said suburbs, 4 cities, and out of the tribe of person, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, 4 cities, and out of the half tribe of person, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, 2 cities. It really illustrates, when I'm not reading the names, just how useless this information is. I had no idea. Like, I knew it was useless, but I had no idea just how useless. Like, can you imagine giving a crap about remembering any of the numbers of cities or, like, which ones they were? It's just terrible. Terrible. And under the children of person, of the families of the persons, out of the other half-tribe of person, they gave place in Bashan with her suburbs, damn it, to be a city of refuge for the Slayer, and place with her suburbs, 2 cities. And out of the tribe of person, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, 4 city. 4 cities. And out of the tribe of person, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, and place with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of person, place in place with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the Slayer. And Hamathdor, oh damn it, and person, no, in place with her suburbs, and place with her suburbs, 3 cities. All the cities of the persons, according to their families, were 13 cities and their suburbs. Oh, it's so bad. One more. And under the families of the children of person, the rest of the persons out of the tribe of person, place with her suburbs, and place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Reuben, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, and place with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, place in place with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the Slayer, and place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs. It just sounds like a horrible rap song. Or does it sound like a very good rap song? I will let you decide. Place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs. Sorry, I'm just kidding. So all the cities for the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot, 12 cities. Oh no, there's another one. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48, oh maybe not, 40 and 8 cities with their suburbs. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them, thus were all the cities. That's so bad. So bad. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. And the Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Okay, that's the end of this episode, I believe, although I'm getting kind of confused now because I was off a chapter in my notes, but I think, yes. Okay, that was the end of that episode. Turn the tape over for Joshua 22, the next episode, and the first chapter of Judges. Place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs, place with her suburbs.